Hogs Top Hour. I can't think anything that rhymes with husky, so I'm on the radio and not on the bus.
La 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 la, you're a peanut. La 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 la, you're a peanut. Goes the Iggy.
I'm Maurice. I'm an executive by day and a wild man by night.
Extra strong for the real man.
Oh yeah, baby, my shits don't... I don't go down without a fight. They linger. They pack a punch, just like me. Just imagine what I would be like between the sheets, instead of imagine me wiping with the sheets.
What the fuck is that? Thing, yeah! Woo! Whoa! You see a lesbian on telly, you think, yeah! Woo! I'd like a bit of that. You see a lesbian in real life, you go, whoa! Was that a man? What the fuck is... What's that? Whoa, she's definitely a lesbian. Look at her. Eh? Never say she's definitely a lesbian. Look at her to a really good-looking girl. Yeah, no!
Actually, the good thing about trimming the hedge is that, you know, it's kind of... You feel a bit like a dad, in a way. And the hedge is your child. You have to train them. You know, they'll try and push the boundaries and do naughty things like grow over into the path, get bloody too big for their boobs, etc. And you have to trim them back and persuade them that no, you don't want to do that. You know, and this would be an effective way, I think, to teach children, because if they get out of line, you just chop a bit of them off. Oh, you got that question you'd be mucking about in class? Give me your finger. Get the Tesco shears. Bosh! Now, is that child going to start talking in class anymore? I don't think so. See? Just like the hedges, you have to teach them who the boss is. Train them with violence and shears. That is a very effective method of teaching. The class was very silent, did what it's told, unless you leave them out there for 4 months when they can get a bit unruly. But that is a danger.
Jesus Christ, these people eat things called bacon, vegetable sausages, nut roasts. Now these all sound unedible. That's just the sound of them. If you ever see these bloody ugly little pellets of terror.
I was walking by a shop, a little corner shop the other day, and I saw this used ice cream plastic container with the sign for our furry friends. And I thought, what the hell? Why on earth have they put an ice cream container with some water in for women's fannies? I mean, I like the fact that they call them furry friends. That sounds very nice. Lovely. Not always that friendly, though. You just think, what are they going to do with that? They're going to kind of dance on down and wet their kind of sweaty minge a little bit. Then you thought, well, that's not... Maybe that is, you know, must... Fannies probably get quite sweaty walking about and all that energetic stuff women do. You've seen the body form adverts, you know, they get about. And then I thought, well, that's bloody... It's a bit bloody sexist, actually. What about if I want to wash my bits? Where's my little ice cream tub? Well, if these containers were really for that purpose, this corner shop would definitely have a rise in patronage, I should think. Obviously, it's really for dogs, but I don't know, just when I saw furry friend, that's not the furry friend I first thought of, wasn't really a dog. But wouldn't it be good, though, if women's fannies were like furry friends, if they were kind of like excited puppies to see you, and you came in, and then your girlfriend's furry friend was like, ee-woo, leaping about, jumping on you, be like, oh, get down. Anyway, so we should all go around using the words furry friend for a bit, I'd think. That's... get it in. Well, if you do that as well, you're on a real winner. Oh, bet no one else who saw that sign thought that.
I'm shocked. Stop what you're doing. There's something's gone terribly wrong in the world. I've just heard that Tom Cruise is playing a Nazi. No, Tom, not Tom. Not my Tom. He's a good guy. Come on. He's not a Nazi, for God's sake. Look at his face. Look at it. Tom would rather kill himself than be a Nazi. What? Oh, he's a good Nazi. Oh, hey, good old Tom.
Hello, dickwads. It's the businessman here. I watched The Apprentice this week. Holy shit. I've seen more spunk and vigour in a YTS spaz boy than that bunch of idiots. They couldn't even sell doilies to old people. The only good thing about The Apprentice is seeing some hot business chicks in hot business uniform. Ready for business. And if I saw one, I'd go up to her and say, "Hey, bird, you might be crap at business, but let me sell you the benefits of touching my love Luca. Hooah! And feel free to bring your other apprentice mates, not the blokes." And I saw Alan Sugar fired himself from Amstrad this week, about bloody time. He did a bad job selling bad products. Email phone my ass. Oi, Alan, you're fired, you dickwad.
Hey, so, hey, hey, the one big thing I have is my penis. Hey, so, hey, hey.
News nugget. Drunken man unaware of knife in back. See, that's the genius of knifing people in the back. They won't know. Might better get away with it. They might wake up sober and forget that you did it. And then you can, if you see him at work, you can just pull it out quick. Or actually be the hero and say, "Oh my god, someone's knifed you in the back. It wasn't me." I don't know why I did that last bit, obviously it wasn't. Shit. It's a Russian electrician who spent the night with a 10-inch knife in his back. Only realised when he got home and his wife saw it. It's good stuff, that. Drinking pal of Yuri plunged the knife into his back after playing a variation of Russian roulette on a boozy night out. In the game, a blindfolded pal was given a knife and made random stabbing motions as his pals danced around him after drinking a large amount of vodka. Can I just say, what a rubbish game this sounds like. Yuri said his pal had actually stabbed him and did not feel any pain when he went home. He had no idea his pal had stabbed him. He only realised when his wife saw in his bed and he called an ambulance. We'd had a few vodkas and I remember playing some silly games and someone had a large knife. See, when you have recipes for life, that one is under the disaster section of the recipe book for life. Lots of drinking games and large knives. In whatever order you put them in, no good is going to come out of that. The doctor, Mr. Point Out the Bleeding Obvious, said the alcohol he drank must have acted as an anaesthetic, otherwise he would have been in great pain. What, with a big 10-inch knife in his back? Well spotted. I like this. Drinking solidarity, though. His alleged attacker reported the crime to the police himself. Yuri apparently feels fine and bears no ill will. You see, all in the booze club there, and it's not his friend that is to blame, but it is the foe called booze.
It's knobs, fannies, cunts, penis envy, bollocks swaying, laying on bloody dogs' heads, fannies squirting love juice in vicars' faces, hairy arse cracks, plucked, quims, chuffs, purple vein monsters, frogging, bumming, pooing, shitting, piss bollocks, fanny, twat.
We were in the pub today, having a few drinks at a Friday lunchtime, which a gentleman is seen to do. Good manners to keep the local economy up with a few pounds from your pocket. And one of my buddies, Mr. Tease, he got out his Swiss Army knife. And he was rightly proud of it. And why not, you know, man and knife? Look at his face, look at his face. Isn't he happy? Of course he would be. He's got a lovely little knife there. Men love knives. We love to get them, and then we don't really know what to do with them, because, you know, not much need for a knife these days. You know, little hunting involves, you know, you could hunt a bit of dead meat around your plate. That's probably as far as you're going to get with that. And we're looking at his knife, and it was a bloody fancy one. His knife had a pen on it. It's a new piece of equipment. And it also had a laser, not a laser beam in a science fiction sense, I'm afraid. It's more of a, you know, actually calling it a laser is a bit, going a bit over the top. You know, at a push, that's just a red light. You know, it's a small little red light torch type thing. You know, it wasn't some kind of futuristic equipment that fell off an alien spaceship to which he used without fully understanding it. Nothing like that. Just a small red light, really. Although he was describing it, how we used to have a toilet where the light switch is always, I find this always bizarre, when light switches are on the outside. it seems to be hinting at trouble. No good can really come off that. And in this case, when you're in the toilet having a poo, someone turns off the light, that's a no-good situation, in my opinion. And what would happen is you'd go in, have a wee, and then someone would turn the light off and you go, right! And then you, if they're polite, they'd turn it back on. Sometimes they'd run off, not hear you. And then that's, he said, that's when his little red light really came into its own. He gave us some story of, well, we're not sure quite how we used a small red laser light to wipe your ass. It's still going to be tricky, isn't it? He said he tied it to his knob, but I'm not sure if I believe that. Anyway, looking at the Swiss Army knife, which we're all familiar with, I wondered what exactly this Swiss Army was all about. Now, this is not the old, ooh, who's scared of a Swiss Army when they just attack you with very small knives. I'm not talking about that. What I'm talking about is, what the bloody hell did they actually get up to in this Swiss Army? You know, let's have a look at a few things on the army knife. A nail file. Very small scissors. A bottle opener. A wine opener. A really small knife. And then a rather, the centerpiece is a kind of pretty averagely small knife that's actually not very sharp. Now, I'm no expert on the army, but what kind of army involves people filing their nails using very small scissors to cut up things? A bottle opener, probably for opening beers, and a wine opener. You know, what are this fucking army doing? Sounds like having a big old jolly, a little party, doing their nails, a few cans of lager. Oh, let's cut out some bits of paper, because they don't cut anything else of use. Now, all the adverts and the kind of the stuff you see the army, they're usually fighting people with guns. Rarely have I ever seen an army where you see a load of the blokes filing their nails. I mean, if I was to get in a war, which I'm not, Switzerland would probably be a good bet now. You know, it sounds like it's an army full of bloody girls. Because they are, let's be honest, they're the only people who use nail files. And I've never seen a girl use a Swiss army knife for an emergency filing of the nail. I mean, when do you actually need this emergency nail filing to actually come of any use? You know, whenever I've seen ladies, like maybe camping, but they're usually fully equipped with all the files and the makeup and all the other lady manicure type equipment. Rarely have I seen them caught short in the fact they need an emergency one to do a bit of emergency nail filing. No, sir. I was just finishing my car journey and I thought I would let that out about the Swiss Army knife. Then my girlfriend was there knocking on the door. Like, what's going on? What was she thinking? You know, she thought I'd suddenly become paralysed in the car, or I was sitting here building up the courage to go inside. She should have known. I'll be waffling a load of shit about something odd and weird into a dictaphone, obviously.
It's shagging each other. Well, one day, Roger Redhat had a throbbing purple penis. Percy the Purple Penis. Oh, what's this? He's going to put it up Jane's furry chuff. Oh, no, wait, Roger. Don't forget to put Rubber Johnny on first.
For some reason, this morning, I was thinking of the advert for Club Biscuits. If you like a lot of chocolate on your biscuit, join our club. Sounds a bit gay. It sounds almost like a question to which if you got the wrong answer, if you told the wrong answer to the person asking, then you have inadvertently said yes to some rough bum sex in the toilet. And for him to go to join you when you go to the toilet, that's the signal. It just sounds a bit dangerous to me. Do you like a lot of chocolate in your biscuit? Shit, I don't know. And then you're not sure of the answer, because there's no rules to this game, really. I'm sure you have all thought the same.
Je probeert dan terug je toekomst.
Plus het feit, als je met seks omgaat, is het niet alleen het fysieke dat telt, maar ook soms het te lieve woordje.
Now we have a clip of Husk Savannah.
There are me talking for what seemed like ages. And then he was there, but I couldn't get to him. And I said, why are they keeping me out? I just want to get in. And I said, how did you get in there? And I said, how did you get in there? I want to get in there. And he said, you fucking talk about the monkey trapped in a fucking cage, you idiot. And I said, I'm a human trapped in this cage. You're the monkey safe in that cage. What is the difference? Well, your cage is fucking massive. My cage is rather small, full of monkey shit. All I want to do is play the tire. And fucking humans come to stare at me every day, all day, till the zoo closes at night. Yes, but that is a good line compared to the cruel CCI of suffer. Go on then, Squire, fucking tell me what's happened. I know there's someone else. Probably bugging you, isn't it, you hairy little bastard? Why the fuck can't we go on? We go down with a monkey trapped in a cage. Why is it afraid of us? You could still bloody have sex. She could put her fanny right next to the cage and you could put your penis there. You could still do it, you dirty little animals. My friend, if you've lost your missus, left you for a hairy old monkey. Let's go and have sex. I'll put that fatty next to a cage. Then a monkey shag her. Then you are a fuckwit. Hey, you don't know what she's like. Her previous boyfriend wasn't much different from you. Little hairy, thuggy bastard. Sovereign rings. The only difference, you haven't got any sovereign rings. Or a jumped up escort. He said, I'd like to listen to your fucking problems, mate. I've got some busy stuff to do. I'm gonna go over there and scratch my ass, alright? Oh, I envy you. Sitting there, scratching your ass. Nothing to do. Hey, you can't have your heartbroken little furry bastard. Oh, whatever. A life it must be. Listen, son. You're a good kid, I can tell that. You gotta look at yourself. Life up, man. Here you are, talking to a monkey in a zoo, being envious and being trapped in a cage. From the entire playlist, perhaps you have more than you know. Ah, but I could say the same over you. You could fucking say that, and I would brand you a fucking idiot. Ah, it doesn't matter. I suppose I'm probably dreaming. The saddest part is she's probably still there next to me. The saddest part is she's probably still there next to me. Still there next to me.
You chop up my fucking knob off! Get me done! My usefulness on this planet is over, thanks to you! And I'm your best fucking friend here! What do you do to your enemies? Turn their arse inside out? I searched for curly whirly or naked breasts in Google, and then I got this story about Rochdale manager Keith Hill has banned arm wrestling on the team bus. No, this is all wrong. What I think happened here, right, is someone got to my podcast by searching curly whirly on naked breasts, which is impressive. I like that. I've got that search covered then. That route to the podcast in there, that's safe. And then under this random bit of news, you couldn't make it up department. Rochdale manager Keith Hill has banned arm wrestling on the team's bus after striker Lee Thorpe broke his arm on the way to Saturday's playoff semi-final with Darlington. Arm wrestling, see, it's a dangerous sport.
No Christmas for the Jehovah's Witness.
All the Catholics and Baptists get gifts.
No Christmas
for the Jehovah's Witness. So how come
Hosks Off Hour don't get shit?
I've just been watching this show about westerns, and it mentioned the good, the bad, and the ugly. You just think, Eli Wallach, who was cast as the ugly, can you imagine when his agent called him up? Hey, Eli, got a role for you. Oh yeah, brilliant. It's the good, the bad, the ugly. Okay. Yeah, you are the ugly. What? Kidding? What? I'm a fairly good-looking chap, what do you mean? Yep, Van Cleef is the bad... What? Fucking up. Surely he should be the ugly. Goodness. And Clint Eastwood's the good. Although he is the good, he does go around killing a lot of people and a bit of a bastard. Sounds like fucking crazy shit. Count me in. Well, have you got any other roles for me? Yes, actually, there's some interest. Maybe the Elephant Man, Deformed Boy, the Spazmeister. And then you think, he must go, what the fuck's my agent doing? He's getting me these terrible roles where I'm ugly, deformed, or whatever. You're sacked. You are fired.
A bit sad when you I talk about with such glee going into a bar with arcade machines and foosball and pool tables.
Now you got scientists, right, that bunch, little time wasters, worse than bloody office workers for doing, and council workers for bloody doing load of nonsense, but they've come up with a little strategy. They were wondering one day, thinking, what shall we study? And he said, I wonder if octopuses are left or right tentacled. They went, that is fucking genius! What a plan! God! Now, put that cancer research down. We're going to the fucking aquarium. And so I wonder how you would... What would you do to find out if an octopus was left or right tentacled? I mean, bizarrely, they seem to have... Do you have left and right if they've got, like, 8 tentacles? I don't know, it's quite an odd thing to worry yourself about. But, the way they did this was to give octopuses Rubik's Cubes. Well, of course you would, because that's really going to find out, isn't it? Of course, what adds to the cruelty of this, really, is that octopuses are colourblind, so give them a Rubik's Cubes, a bit of a bloody kick in the tentacle eye, a whip in the eye with a man's tentacle. Ugh. I mean, what a tremendous waste of time. And what the fuck does it matter, anyway, what tentacle they prefer? What's that going to do for us? It's going to bloody waste a lot of their time. Of course, the cynical BBC newsman was saying, is this a scam to get people to go down to the aquarium and watch octopuses with Rubik's Cubes? He said, no, it's a genuine study, continuing work from someone else. That is a genuine waste of goddamn time, you bloody scientists. Genius, I love it. There's a few layers to this that is so clever, though. One, what the fuck are you doing wondering about which tentacle octopus use? And then two, how would you come up with the Rubik's Cube plan, exactly? And then what else are you going to do with this? I mean, give Scrabble boards to foxes? You know, give stoats a boggle? Badgers can come in with a game of buckaroo? You know, is this going to get us anywhere? They should just give... I think they should just do experiments on the leaders of countries. And, like, see what happens if you were to put a game of Pictionary in one of these G8 meetings or whatever, and see what happens. We'll better perhaps see if the leaders have actually got any inherent intellect in there, or are indeed just buffoons fronting some kind of murky corporation who's actually pulling the strings. That would be much more worthwhile, in my opinion. Or, what I'd do, actually, is, and I would definitely film this, basically, give us a clue with Page 3 girls with their tits out. For that, get them playing something like that. Now we're looking at, and which breast do they prefer? You know, are they right or left breasted? So you just leave a gaggle of kind of naked Page 3 girls. Well, we'll have to have their knickers on, otherwise we wouldn't be able to watch it in the day. And then just have things in there, like Rubik's Cubes and Boggle, Pictionary, and then see what... Just monitor which breast they use to poke these things with. They'll probably be quite confused initially. That is absolute genius. Come on, someone with some money, give it to me and let me go on my merry way investigating the world.
Killer clowns from outer space. Holy shit.
Well, that isn't as funny as this.
Hot stories of boozed up thinking, we call it. These are stories that happen when you're boozed. One of them is when I bravely fought off an attack from a one-armed bandit. And I'm not talking a fruit machine, I'm talking a drunken one-eyed person. One-eyed, no, it wasn't the Cyclops. The mythical world you enter whilst drunk is quite amazing. It's a one-armed man, he had two eyes. Oh, come on, I'm not just a bloody bully. I put here, if you're ever going to fight anyone, I recommend fighting a one-armed man, because you always know where the punch is coming from. What happened was, this dude is harassing this woman or something, and I said, oi, leave her alone, you one-armed freak. And then he kept trying to punch me with these big swinging punches, and I was just blocking them and telling him to calm down. It was a bit like a scene in The Matrix after Neo has been shot, but then pops back up and the dude is trying to punch him and Neo is blocking him with one arm. Of course, it was a different story when I saw him 10 minutes later with 10 of his double-armed mates. I then ran off and got lost in hours in Brum and had to fall asleep on the steps of a building to regain some energy.
Oh, here we are, children. Here we are. Who came first, Hitler or Charlie Chaplin? And the way I tell them apart, a little trick, is Charlie Chaplin wasn't the one who tried to take over the world and disliked Jewish people and only liked blonde fellas who were 6 foot tall. He was the other one. For those people who just go, yeah, insects and flies, they can see like a million times faster than you, and everything's like when they move, that's like a whole year. Well, if that is the case, why the fuck do they keep flying into my head? Are they blind? That's a whole year. Or whatever it is, like seconds or milliseconds. Bah! Why do they keep flying? I mean, I'm massive compared to them. They're not supposed to see me. And it's always my head when I go into my arm. Fuck it, I don't mind about that. Just headbutt the arm, fine. Always my face and head. I think they do on purpose. Yeah. Well, risk takers, aren't they? Look at me, I'm dangerous. I'm gonna fly by that big-headed thing over there. But it's all the teenage flies that keep flying into me, just causing trouble, like knocking on doors and running away. That's all they're doing, is it? Bloody teenagers. Teenage wasp flies mucking about. Whee! Well, listen, pests, don't mess with the hoss, because I will burn your ass! I used to love, actually, talking of wasps, I used to love horror films on, like, Friday nights. Just come back from the pub. There'd always be some brilliant horror film on, like Godzilla, or The Swarm, or Killer Bees. I love those ones. I remember one film where the killer bees had killed his dad. Oh, they always go for the parents, for some reason. And then he was like, I'm going to get those bees. And so he ran up. And he lit some Molotov cocktail, threw it into the bee's nest, and he ran off. The bees were swarming up, get him! Quite how they knew it was him is interesting, really, isn't it? What if there's like a dog nearby? They were like, face the fucking hairy one, get him! And then he ran and jumped into a silver bin, and all the bees were knocking on the side and stuff. And of course, his plan then was a bit buggered, because he had to stay in there for ages, right near then. Destroyed nest, but he didn't get stung and he waited out for 8 hours and then escaped. I look for stories of killer bees in England, but they're not around really. You often see now and again that someone has died from a wasp sting, or you're like, oh, what's it? Are they have arrived? Have the killer bees, the poisonous wasps, are they here at last? Can I get ready to attack and get in my bin? And it's like, no, he's just allergic to them. He drank can of coke, and look out, there's a wasp inside and it's stung him on the neck and he's dead. That's not like a real one. It's not the message. I'm looking out for the killer ones. Poisonous. Kill them for no reason. Not just the ones who are allergic to it. One day they'll come and I'll be ready. You lot, caught on the hop. They'll get you. They'll eat you. No worries. Sting to death. I'll be ready. I've got the bins in the garden. Need to jump in at any moment. I've had a few false alarms. Stayed out there in the bin all night. Freezing in December as well. No one told me that the bees, they die winter. I know that now, obviously. But it was a good drill, and I will be prepared when the time comes.
Kuchamakacha, I live by the law of the jingle.
to manipulate time. Of course you fucking have. What do you think? Are you a Time Lord? I mean, what the fuck? He hasn't got powers to manipulate time. Well, none of us have, mate. We're just fucking humans.
Whoa, whoa. Wait until you've heard the clip coming up and then laugh.
And then my girlfriend said, "You don't love me." I said, "Of course I love you, my darling. Of course I do. How have you got to this conclusion?" Well, the Proclaimers said they would walk 500 miles to be there at your door. Obviously talking about a girlfriend. Whereas you won't even walk to the chip shop to get me some chips. So I said, "Well, I'm sure the Proclaimers wouldn't walk 500 miles if they had a girlfriend that looked like you. Now it's your turn to go and get the chips. Now, I'll have a double jingle latte, please." How the fuck do you even get an elephant to understand you want him to point out the bucket with the most fruit in? Bit of sun letters for you. Tell her this one is dot. Dot killed sex. Oh, he's watching EastEnders, saw Dot Cotton, and that's it. Can't get a stiffy ever again. Bloody hell, she'd sue the BBC. It's not really that. It's Tot killed sex. Initially, I thought it's like some kind of, I don't know, baby-related evilness. Some kind of Damien child walked in, killed sex. They were trying to shag a tot, and but then I read it. I thought, oh, here we go. Is the wife's not, doesn't feel like sex after the birth. Oh, she's off it, not doing her wifely deed. But then, it's a bit more amusing than that. They says, "Oh, no, we're both 28. Our son is 1 year old now. We've not made love since he was born." Oh, yeah, there you go. He was there at the birth and says what he saw has put him off sex for life. So this is a bit of a reversal twist. Instead of the woman being off, it's the man, after seeing her pop a child out of a fanny. He's thought, fuck, that's it. I'm not going near that beast again. Oh, hey, good old sun readers. Love them.
Enclave, furry fun hole, vaginal enclave, furry fun hole, vaginal enclave, furry fun hole. When you tell it to a lady, taken aback a bit, that's when you gotta boom, you disorientate them, spin them around three times, they're moving for the kill. All tactics I deploy, try it out. And then if you're lucky, she'll get it out.
Making my dinner, curry today. I was putting a bit of Uncle Dave's insanity sauce in there. Now this baby comes in a coffin. It's that bloody deadly. Comes in its own coffin. Now I'll give you advice. Some advice here. Any sauce that comes in its own coffin should be treated with respect. Because this baby packs a powerful punch. On the label it says, do not give to pregnant people or people with heart conditions. Now that's what I'm talking about. A bit of danger food. I don't go to dinner just calmly. I go in thinking this might be my last meal and I could kill myself if I've got a heart condition and don't know. Hey, and that is exciting. Living on the edge, I think you call that. Anyway, I've been chopping my stuff for the curry, put this hot sauce in, then I was about to went to the toilet, about to get the big fella out, actually. About to get him out, and then I thought, whoa, stop! Almost hot-cocked myself, which is when you chop chilies and whatever, then go and touch a piece of your body, and then you soon get the hot, tingling sensation of the real burn. Luckily, I washed my hands and avoided the catastrophe, but just a warning to you out there, don't hot-cock yourself.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy, 'cause I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low, any way the wind blows, the doesn't really matter to me.
Loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this
monstrosity. No, no, no.
Easy come, easy go. Will you let me go?
Ma-na-ma-na.
Let me throw.
Ma-na-ma-na. They will not let you throw.
Let me blow.
Ma-na-ma-na. They will not let you blow.
Let me jump.
Do not like your jokes.
Let me jump.
Do not like your jokes.
Let me jump.
No, 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 no. Vernigiri, Vernigiri.
Mamma mia, let me go.
Does anyone know if there is a vibe for me? For me, for me.
So they tell us this video's going too fast. All I know is we're not. Just gotta get out. Just gotta get right out of here. Get out.
Scooter?
Yeah, Chief?
Remind me to stop setting up these video conferences. They're not very productive.
You got it.
Sheesh.
Where did that accent come from? Yes, indeed, sir. You fucking
fuck! Get the fuck!
Stop making me insult you. It's just like...
Stop forcing my hand.
Honestly.
Stop fucking forcing my
hand.
And here is are the muck-ups.
Now if you want to send something funny to HoskSoftHour, well bloody do it then! HoskSoftHour@gmail.com, you little slags. Go on, send something in!
Yeah, I saw a mother.
What?
You're like, I haven't got a clue. Girls in the street started giving me the big eye. Unusual to hear where they started, and then what they finish on. Make your weapon esteemed.
Yeah, brilliant.
My rod is so big that it can be shared among five mouths.
Oh, yes.
Share it. Share the wealth.
Yeah, brilliant.
Oh, Lordy B.
Right, that's all.